Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include 4,000 Falun Gong practitioners march in San Francisco. Everybody should see this. Recent Falun Gong events, teaching exercises exposing persecution. San Francisco, character formation by Falun Dafa practitioners in front of City Hall. Focus on UK-China human rights dialogue. San Francisco, calling for help to rescue family members detained in China for their belief. And the Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition held in South Korea. Now for the stories.
4,000 Falun Gong practitioners march in San Francisco. Everybody should see this. Over 4,000 practitioners of Falun Gong, a traditional spiritual discipline originating in China, held a peaceful march in San Francisco on the eve of the Western U.S. Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference. The march stepped off from United Nations Plaza at 11:30 in the morning, traveled along Market Street, Union Square, and ended at Portsmouth Square in Chinatown 3 hours later. Led by the Tianguo Marching Band, the march was comprised of three major groups, each with a separate theme: the beauty of Falun Dafa, stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and supporting Chinese people quitting the Chinese Communist Party. Some 300 musicians from various branches of the Tianguo Marching Band from San Francisco, New York, Canada, Australia, Europe, and Taiwan join forces for the October 22nd march in San Francisco. Thousands of San Francisco residents and visitors watched the march and learned about the ongoing 17-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. Mary, a science teacher, said she wished that all Americans could learn about China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, which was exposed in the march. Mary said of the forced organ harvesting from persecuted Falun Gong practitioners in China, "This is beyond human. This is evil. This is the most evil crime I have ever heard of." San Francisco is home to a large Chinese population, many of whom have not had the opportunity to learn about Falun Gong apart from the distortions and propaganda from media influenced by the Chinese regime. Mr. He, from Guangdong, moved to the Bay Area 3 months ago. He said, "I am so lucky to see today's march. It's marvelous, very exciting. You cannot even think about seeing this in China. I wish that all Chinese people could see this." Mr. He well knows about the persecution. "The march is a great approach to tell the public about the persecution," he said. "The more people know the facts, the more people will support Falun Gong." Many Chinese were happy to hear that more than 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners have filed lawsuits against former communist head Jiang Zemin for his role in launching the persecution.
Recent Falun Gong events, teaching exercises exposing persecution. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, around the world have held public events for more than a decade to raise awareness of and calling for help to end the brutal persecution in China. Meanwhile, practitioners hold free classes, seminars, and other events to introduce this ancient Chinese self-cultivation practice to the public. This news brief covers multiple events that took place in Indonesia, Russia, the United States, and Turkey during the past few weeks. Teaching the Falun Gong exercises. Falun Gong practitioners in Batam, Indonesia, have visited local schools in the past several months, introducing the practice to students and teachers. Besides teaching the exercises, practitioners also inform the students about the 17-year-long brutal persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese regime and the state-sanctioned organ harvesting atrocities. Practitioners in St. Petersburg, Russia, participated in the International Healthy Life Expo on October 12th through 15th. Two exercise demonstrations on the stage and more demos at the booth attracted many visitors. As reported on the Minghui website this week, more than 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners came together in San Francisco over the weekend and through Tuesday and held a series of events to call attention to the persecution and focus attention on the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. In Konya, Turkey, practitioners set up a booth at the 11th National Organ Transplantation Convention on October 14th and informed the 450 attendees from the medical community about the ongoing forced organ harvesting in China. Many doctors wanted to know more. They took materials for their colleagues and signed a petition to condemn the crime. At the end of the convention, the chair of a medical association said to practitioners that he will send the information about the organ harvesting to its 14,000 members. He also invited practitioners to its conference next year.
San Francisco, character formation by Falun Gong practitioners in front of City Hall. Hundreds of Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in front of the San Francisco City Hall on October 23, 2016, to form a Falun emblem and other related patterns. This was one of a series of activities associated with the upcoming annual Western Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference on October 24th. Introduced by Mr. Lee Honger in May 1992, Falun Dafa is now practiced in more than 100 countries. The emblem consists of one large Srivatsa symbol in the center, surrounded by four small Srivatsa symbols and four Taiji symbols. The principles of Falun Dafa are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Impressed by the event, a group of tourists from Germany came up and talked with the practitioners. One tourist was a retired engineer from Nuremberg, who said he liked the meditation because it was peaceful and it gives energy. He took many photos of the event and was shocked to hear about the organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners in China. He added, "We need more activities like this because we need to let people know what is really going on in China." Mr. and Mrs. Bozina, both immigrants from the Czech Republic, said they both believed that the practitioners' activity was important. Mr. Bozina said he knows the communist regime well from his own experience and hopes the atrocity will end soon. Mr. He Jinwei from China said he was happy to see the character formation event. "I heard about Falun Dafa back in China, and I know the suppression is very bad. It is terrible that things like forced organ harvesting could happen in contemporary society." He said that he supported the practitioners and that the Chinese communist regime was doomed because of the bad deeds it has committed throughout history that harmed the Chinese people, he said. "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are traditional values. The Chinese communist regime is destroying the essence of Chinese tradition and culture." Speaking of the hate propaganda spread by the communist regime in China to mislead people, He encouraged Chinese to think independently. He said, "When I was in China, I could overcome the internet blockade with some software. I hope more people will do the same, that is, get access to uncensored information before reaching a conclusion. After all, as human beings, we have to be clear on what is good and what is bad in this world."
Focus on UK-China Human Rights Dialogue. Falun Gong practitioners in London recently called for public transparency at the annual UK-China Human Rights Dialogue. On Thursday, practitioners assembled in front of 10 Downing Street and the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, displaying banners and handing out flyers to raise awareness of the 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China. Dr. Liu Wei, chair of the Falun Dafa Association in the UK, said, "We have noticed that the UK-China human rights dialogues have been done in a closed-door format. We cannot see any positive impacts of this closed-door dialogue on the 17-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China. We must let the entire international community know about this brutal, intolerable persecution. Today we come here to express our appeal for your attention. We hope the attendees of this dialogue, Chinese and British, will hear our voice." Falun Gong practitioners called upon the UK government to remain committed to respecting human rights and freedom of belief, and to speak up on the issue of Falun Gong. German government officials have indicated that the Falun Gong issue will be brought up at the EU-China Dialogue on Human Rights. Barbel Koffler from Germany's Foreign Office invited several human rights organizations to a forum on human rights violations in China last Wednesday. At the forum, representatives from the International Society for Human Rights highlighted the severity of the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China. Two activists delivered to Koffler a petition signed by 21,000 German citizens that condemned the forced organ harvesting. They also briefed Koffler on the updated investigations into this crime by independent investigators. Koffler promised that, no matter what, the forced organ harvesting issue will be brought up during the EU-China dialogue on human rights. San Francisco, calling for help to rescue family members detained in China for their belief. At a rally in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco on October 25th, Huang Wanqing recounted, "The last time my brother called me was on April 19, 2003. I have not been able to reach him since." This was part of a series of events in San Francisco joined by thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners. More than 4,000 practitioners marched in a grand parade on October 22nd, and about 6,000 participated in an experience-sharing conference on October 24th. Carrying on an unfinished task, both Wanqing and his younger brother Shang started practicing Falun Dafa in 1996. Wanqing came to the U.S. 1 year later to pursue a Ph.D. degree. Wanqing recalled, "When former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin ordered the suppression of Falun Dafa in July 1999, Shang was studying at a computer training center in Beijing. Like many other practitioners, Shang went to the government agencies to appeal for Falun Dafa. In February 2000, 22-year-old Shang was arrested in Beijing, followed by detention at a labor camp with a term of 18 months. After being released from a prison, he found that his registered residence had been canceled, and he was forced to stay away from home to avoid further persecution. During that period of time, Shang managed to call Wanqing from time to time. He visited many places and told people about Falun Dafa and the brutal treatment of practitioners by the communist regime. With the computer skills he had learned, Shang produced more than 5,000 DVDs to tell people the real story of Falun Dafa. Not long after that, he was arrested, but he managed to escape. In Shanghai, Shang produced another 5,000 DVDs and was wanted by the police. Nonetheless, he went to Yunnan in southern China and continued his efforts to raise awareness. Since his last phone call to Wanqing, not a word has been heard from him for the past 13 years. Wanqing said, "My brother hoped more Chinese people could know what Falun Dafa is, not just blindly believe the propaganda from the Chinese communist regime. I have to carry on his unfinished task." With parents arrested, daughters ask for help. Wang Chiao, a practitioner in San Francisco, said her entire family practices Falun Dafa, including her parents and younger brother. She said, "Because of their belief, they were all arrested in 2010, kept at a detention center, and tortured. In particular, her father was imprisoned for 4 years and subjected to forced labor. His license to practice law was also revoked. Her mother was put under house arrest until after her release and was often harassed by police. Her brother's workplace was forced to fire him. Their requests to obtain passports to visit her were denied."
The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, International Exhibition held in South Korea. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition was held in the gallery of Ma Shan University in South Korea on October 4 through 10, 2016. The university's president, Mr. Wu, said, "I have viewed countless exhibitions in the past 60 years, but I've never been more touched than with this one." The exhibition's original paintings by artists who practice Falun Gong depict the beauty of this ancient practice and the courage of those who have endured the brutal persecution in China. Many community leaders attended the exhibition. County magistrate from Hamgong County spoke at the ceremony saying, "Falun Gong practitioners suffer brutal persecution. Through these artworks, they present their nonviolent protest and express the meaning of life. I am very impressed." Mr. Hyun, former director of a well-known gallery and renowned art professor from Changwon University, said at the opening ceremony, "I viewed the paintings when I was director of the gallery. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are universal values that we should guard together. A senior author from the province said in his speech, "I have viewed the paintings 3 times. These outstanding artworks are precious. The facial expression and hand gestures of the figures in the paintings are so real and so touching. I appreciate the South Korea Falun Dafa Association for holding this exhibition." President Wu of Ma'shan University came to the exhibition on the second day. An artist himself, he said he was touched by the paintings beyond words. He said, "These paintings are perfect. I understand the messages that the artists want to express." 91-year-old Mr. Lee, the founder of Ma'shan University, came to view the paintings. He said that all of the professors there should view the paintings. His wife came to see the exhibition that afternoon. The exhibition caused a stir in the local community. Many local artists and residents came to view the exhibition.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.